This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Kim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi, Kim.
Oh, hi. First I just want to thank you. I've been a long-time listener, and your help is always greatly appreciated, and I appreciate the fact that you always help others and your great service. I actually got some advice from you about 5 years ago, and it changed my life.
Wow. What a nice thing. What happened 5 years ago?
Oh, well, it was career advice, basically.
Okay, great.
I have some questions in regards to it's my love life. I have been in a 3-year relationship. The reason we kind of live about 4 hours away from each other, so it's been long distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we haven't exactly got engaged or married yet. Part of it is because I was in grad school for 2 years, and that was a lot of time. And now that I'm out, there's been a little bit of issues in the relationship. I guess distance is it too. But I told him that I wanted to take a break, and then I decided to go on a date. He's a cop and / social worker at a hospital. So I went on a date with him. We went out to a restaurant, and normally I wouldn't do this, but I guess because he was a cop, because he invited me over to the house. Because normally, because of safety reasons, I'd be like, no, but I decided anyway. We made out, but I think I was trying to see, like, if there could ever be anyone other than the person that I've been with 3 years, and I realized, even if that guy wasn't in the picture, my last, well,
if, which guy, the cop or the boyfriend?
Okay. The boyfriend. I realized, I didn't think there was anything between us. I don't think, even if my boyfriend was in the picture or whatever, I don't think it would work out. But I kind of, like, we made out because I just wanted to double check if it wasn't for my feelings. Anyway, that was probably a mistake because he shouldn't do that. But my question is, I was wondering if my...
You should tell.
Yes, that's because I felt guilty, but I was thinking in my head, I think, okay, if a timeout, does everyone think when you go on a timeout, it means...
Okay, look, let me stop you. Mm-hmm. Let me stop you. Because there are a couple things we need to go over. First of all, this is kind of the Friends episode. This is the Ross and Rachel, on a break. But let me tell you, there is no there is no value in telling him, and I'll tell you why not.
Okay.
That I don't think it was a terribly wise thing to do.
No,
but
it was not.
You learn what you need to learn.
Yes.
And let's just go through what happens if you tell him. First of all, one of several things is going to happen. Either he's going to be furious with you and feel that he can't trust you, that you thought you were taking the time off to figure out about him. So that's one possibility. The second, which is equally awful, is that he may decide that this gives him an opportunity to then go and do the same thing. So that
you're absolutely right.
That
even when I told him at the timeout, he started crying and it was horrible. So you're right.
So number one is that he's devastated. Number two is he feels revenge. And number three is it just doesn't. There's nothing there's no advantage to him. You're going to wound him for no particular reason, and or number three, that he said, oh, well, that's okay, I had sex with somebody else. So, I mean, so no matter what happens, there is no possible positive outlook on this. So the answer to that is no, keep your mouth shut. And if nothing else, the reason to keep your mouth shut is that you should probably feel a bit guilty about this, and that may keep you from doing it again. Because the reason you take a time out is to take a time out to figure out, is this the person I want to be with? And you can say, well, I kind of figured that out, but it's not really, I mean, you would not be thrilled if he took a time out and was making out with some cute girl. So, not a very good idea. All right, so that's, do we tell? No, we don't. So then let's look at the important part of, and hopefully he doesn't listen to the program, but let's look at the important thing, which is, where's this relationship going? I mean, you've been together, how old are you now?
I am 32.
Okay, and how old is he?
He is 38.
All right, look, the issue may not be the cop, but the question is it this guy? I mean, the two of you, you're not babies, and graduate school gave you sort of an excuse, but you've been out of graduate school for 2 years, yes?
Oh, no. I just recently graduated.
Okay. All right, so what are the plans at this moment? What do you want at this moment?
I wanted to get a job in his area, like which state he was at, and I actually went through the process. And then I got like interviews, but the thing is, he then said that, well, he told me this when he told me that he was worried about his job in regards to they were laying off a lot of people, and his grandfather who lives in New York, it was sick, so he was thinking about moving closer to either New Jersey where I am at or whatnot. And so he didn't want me to move to where he was at just in case. This was about probably 3 or 4 months ago. So so that's where it is. So basically I kind of laid it down, like, you know, I'm not, I told him, like, he basically, like, I didn't say I can't wait any longer, but I just, you know, so basically he said that, don't worry, like, I know in myself I don't want us to have a long distance relationship any longer, you know, within 7 months he wants to, like, get his situation together with work and whatnot, and then we could, like, live together, I guess.
All right, so seven months is basically toward the end of the year.
Yes, that's what he said.
So he's saying by the end of the year. Are you willing? So what happens in the meantime? Are you still, how often do you see each other?
We see each other once a month. Like, he comes down for a weekend once a month.
Okay.
And I guess because of financial issues.
Look, the two of you need to decide to fish or cut bait. And, you know, given the fact that you've been in this kind of holding pattern for 3 years, waiting another 6-7 months doesn't make any difference. But the two of you are not babies. It's time, and I don't think you should go directly into an engagement. I mean, I don't think the two of you know each other well enough.
Oh, no, we weren't going to get engaged. I just said that I want to live in the same state.
I would say live in the same city, live separately.
Yeah.
Both of you get jobs, see what's going on. But the question is, well, and I guess the answer is, I mean, the problem is with you guys is being on a break is not terribly different than being in a relationship. You only see each other, you know, occasionally anyway.
Yeah, that is true.
So, look, don't tell him about the cop. It has no value to either of you. But the two of you need to be moving towards some sense of, not really closure, but some sense of decision-making that says, yeah, this is a relationship that really works, or this is not a relationship that works.
Yeah,
let's figure out what to do about it.
Date him on a regular basis before.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you need to certainly date each other. I mean, you know, serious dating is presumably 3 or 4 times a week exclusively.
Yes.
And then, you know, decide whether or not you're going to sleep with each other, decide whether or not you're going to live with each other. I mean, there are all sorts of decisions that the two of you have really finessed for the last 3 years, and you really need to decide. So, but don't tell them about the cop. It has no value.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-99-3756-9. Eric, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you today, Eric?
I'm fine. I called you some years ago about a relationship, and your advice worked. So I wanted
Yay!
To say.
Yay!
I also want to say to you that, and I want to say to the the folks that developed the show and is broadcasting the show, you must stay on the Air Force because you are like real. You're very real as far as the way relationships are and the way we think. You know how sometimes when we know we're doing something wrong and we just do it anyway.
Yeah.
And you let us know that you need to stick to your first thought of, you know, don't do it. You know what I mean? If you know you're in a bad relationship, but you do it anyway because of love and all this, and but you tell us, you know, it's like you're there. You know what's going on with us. It's like you're sitting right next to the person, and you see, no, this person is a cheater, or this person is good, you know. So, and I just wanted to thank you, you know, for your patience to listen to us, because I work in an industry where sometimes you get tired of listening to the people's problems. So, you know, I want to thank you for that, because it takes a lot of patience to sit there every day and listen to everybody's problems, and even when sometimes you don't.
Let me talk about that for just a second, because I think what you're saying is I really appreciate it. But for me, it's not so much patience, because the only time I get impatient, and I'm sure you can hear it sometimes, is when people call up and they really want to stay exactly where they are, and I keep trying to convince them that if they're really happy where they weren't going to call me. So the very fact that they're calling me says we got to switch around a bit. And so I think you guys are incredibly brave. I think you're incredibly courageous, which is not exactly the same. Because change is really hard, and
it's very hard
to admit that you've made a mistake, to admit that you're doing something that really doesn't make any sense, and then not only have the insight and the courage to admit it, but somehow to really find the discipline and the strength within yourself to change. For you, it doesn't require patience of me. I think you guys are heroes. It's my pleasure to be part of that process. So occasionally you can hear that when I've said something 15 times, then the 16th time, they're not going to listen, and the rest of you are yelling at the radio saying, you're just not going to pay attention, I'm listening to you. Then maybe it requires a little bit of patience, but more often than not, you guys are inspiring to me. So it's I think you may be giving me slightly more credit than I deserve, but I'm delighted that I appreciate it.
You deserve the credit, and I want to also congratulate you on your appearance on the Mary Jane Show.
That was really fun.
I'm a big Gabriel Union fan, and when I saw you on there, I was that was something else.
Well, she's gorgeous and she's very smart. She's a very nice woman. I was very impressed with her. But thank you. Yeah, I don't think they showed my feet. They had me in the sexiest shoes you've ever seen in your life, which I could not walk in. They literally had I walked onto the set in slippers, and they put the shoes on me. I stood up so they could take a picture, and I think I may have walked off the set, but I think I had three people holding me up so I didn't fall over. They were the sexy.
Wow.
They were these really high gladiator sandals, and they looked terrific. But I could no more wear them. They said, "Gee, we'll give them to you." And I said, "Nah, no, I don't think so. Thanks. I'll break my leg."
Well, I won't hug you up, but I just want to say thank you. Okay, you are a hero too.
Well, Eric, thanks a bunch, and I'm glad you like the show.
Awesome. Okay.
Thanks, sir. Call me if you need me. All right. Well, that was nice, wasn't it? You know, people, the most common question I get asked is, do you ever get follow-up? Do people ever call and tell you? And the answer is, it's really not part of the bargain. I mean, when it happens, it's wonderful. And don't feel like people only call me when things have gone right, because they'll call and say, oh, I tried this, it didn't work at all. Say, all right, well, let's try something else. But it is nice to get the feedback. I told this story. I was in Los Angeles. And I was I was auditioning for something. I don't even remember what it was. And I called down to the front desk, and the guy recognized my voice. Oh, I guess he also knew who I was, because it's probably in the register. And he said, I called you a couple years ago. And I said, oh, yeah, you were the one who was going to take the bicycle trip across country, and, you know, and you were engaged. And he said, how did you remember? And I said, I don't know, I did. But he thought that was pretty cool. So you guys do leave lasting impressions on me. Okay, 855-993-7569. This seems a completely appropriate time to talk about what events you miss that you wish you'd seen. And I'll tell you what, I'd be interested to hear what you guys think, but I'll tell you what actually motivated that idea. Is there any event, Manny, that you really felt that you wanted, you know, that you wished you were at that you missed? Probably Woodstock, right?
No.
Not Woodstock.
Probably not Woodstock. I would say probably, I mean, I vaguely remember this happening, but I was so young. I was only 7 years old. It was when the Minnesota Twins won the World Series in 1991.
why am I not surprised that it had to do with sports?
Course,
I don't know.
Of course, right?
Yeah, there you go.
I remember when it happened, I was in the second grade when it happened, and, you know, I vaguely remember it because I, you know, at that point in my life, I was kind of into video games and cartoons, and I was into sports, but I wasn't, like, I didn't really start.
Not like you are today.
Right, and I didn't start really getting full-fledged, like, into sports and having a passion and a love for it until I was about 10 or 11. But that was an event, because a lot of people say that was like one of the greatest World Series ever, the Twins and the Braves, and that if I could watch that series, if I
that
could
would be
watch
your,
it live when it's
that's your go-to thing.
Yeah.
Well, and just saw a play, which I'll review for tomorrow, about Henrik Ibsen, and there's a line in it where somebody says, "I was at Hedda Gabler."
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, 3,000 people have told me that, and the theater only holds 200. It's like, right, everybody's ancestors came over on the, you know, to Plymouth Rock and the on the Mayflower, and the ship only held like 300 people or something, and there are 10,000 people who say that their family came over on the Mayflower. And the only thing, one of my favorite experiences, which was completely, as you guys know, I cover theater, I covered movies, and so I don't get to go to a whole, I don't go, and when I was a kid, I didn't have any money, so it just wasn't a possibility. So I never really got to go to very many concerts. I saw, the Silver Bullet Band, which was fun. I've seen Elton John, but I got tickets to go see Simon and Garfunkel. I'll tell you more about it when we return. Give me a call, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so I was telling you, we were talking about what event do you wish that that you'd been able to attend? And I had mentioned that I really didn't go to concert. As I said, I saw Bob Seger, I saw Elton John once, I've seen the Stones a couple of times. But I decided, I'd seen both Simon and Garfunkel separately in cabarets, but they were doing their reunion tour. And I thought, oh my goodness. So it was at Madison Square Garden, and about a half hour into the program, somebody starts singing Wake Up Little Susie, and I said, that's the Everly Brothers, and they came out, and that was terrific. But I was at that one. The one that I will always wish that I got to see, which was Elvis in Rhode Island, because, you know, I would have gotten tickets for it. I actually know people who got tickets, but he succumbed to mayonnaise and peanut butter and banana sandwiches before that, so... What can I tell you? That, but I would have liked to have seen the King. My kid, when she was 2, I'd say, who is that? She'd say, it's the King, Mama, the King. What can I tell you? All right, so let's hear what other people, what event that they wish they'd seen.
Very quickly ahead. Before we go into I should say another one that I wish I personally could have seen was the Miracle on Ice. It's another sports one, obviously, but
yeah.
That was
we all got to watch that sort of on television, which is, of course, not the same, but still.
Yeah. But for me, it's one of those. I mean, it happened before I was even born, so it was just kind of one that I wish I could have.
And we did the interview with the guy from the Russian hockey team,
that's
the guy
right.
who did that documentary. So that should have been. You must have loved that interview.
Yeah, no, I was.
I did it only to impress you.
All right, we'll start with Bruce. Bruce says Woodstock, it defined a generation.
Well, that's the joke, is that, you know, that 4 million people were at Woodstock.
Dawn says, she says, seeing the Beatles live in Detroit in 1964.
So she missed that, but she would have liked to.
Yeah. Sue Ellen says, none. I try to live my life with no regrets.
Well, good for you. This is great. There's nothing that you would have wished at some point you would have gotten to see, huh?
Just a couple more here. Francis says, seeing Elvis Presley in concert. At the time, I could not have...
There you go.
At the time, I could not have afforded it. But since that time, I've seen more concerts than I can remember.
Yeah, there's something about the King. What can I tell you? We just passed Death Week in January in Nashville. What can I tell you? Okay. You have more?
Just a couple more here.
Okay.
Kathy says, my birth. I wish I could have seen my parents' faces.
Yeah, I think you were there, probably. Just don't remember it real well, huh?
And the last one here is from Ella. She says, my friend wanted to set me up for a date with her cousin. He wanted to take me to a concert. I asked who. My friend said, I don't know, someone named John Elton. I replied, John Elton? Never heard of him. I'd rather go to a movie. So we went to the movies. Duh. Oh, well, she later set me up with my husband. 33 years of happiness beats Elton John any day.
Oh, John Elton as opposed to Elton John. Yeah, plus I think he played for the other side. But he probably could have sung to you.
So there you go.
All right, so I agree. No regrets, but still, I mean, there are certainly some fun things to have done. I've turned one sort of made me. Oh, who was the one just before John Elton?
Well, it was Kathy that said my birth.
Okay. Well.
And then Francis said seeing Elvis Presley in concerts.
Yeah, I agree. I certainly agree with that. But blind dates, there you go. But she did set you up with your husband. Okay. Where was John Elton? Is she from the States? We don't know.
Does not say. She doesn't.
I didn't know that he was. Well, I mean, he's obviously had done concerts in the States. I'll tell you, it also, though, has informed my life that I remember somebody inviting me to something when I was in college, and I couldn't go because I had an exam the next day. And ever since then, two things have really informed my life. First of all, when in doubt, do things ahead of time, so if something wonderful comes up at the last moment, you don't have to say no. And second of all, that basically you say yes, that if Brad Pitt says, well, Brad Pitt's sort of spoken for, but let's see if there's anybody George Clooney spoken for. Well, I'll use the example I've always used, even though he was old before my time, which was if Fred Astaire said, you want to go dancing, you don't say, no, I have to do my hair, but how about tomorrow night? Because tomorrow night quite often will not come, so... It's if somebody offers you something that even you're faintly interested in doing, say yes. There you go. All righty. So 855-99-375-69. You know what? I know we had sort of used up all our emails, which is a good idea, because I know if you guys send me emails, you want a fairly quick response. And then also, but we've got some new ones, yes?
Yeah, we've got one from Mike, and it's actually a good time to go to his email. He says, Dear Dr. Joy, I called about a month ago with some marital issues. I listened and took your advice. I am so happy now. All is great. More attention for the wife and less for my teenage son. He seems to like it this way. Thank you so much. I listen every night, especially Fridays, because you are on all night. I do not mind repeats.
I'm on all night. My goodness, they must do some repeats, huh? They must. I don't. Well, they probably do the program from like midnight to 3, and then do best of from 3 to 6 or something.
Probably. Yeah. Well,
the boy, that's. I don't know what you're doing about sleep, but thank you. Yeah, the idea. The kids do better in adult-centered marriages. Child-centered marriages, at first blush, may sort of seem like a good idea, but they're basically really not. There, you know, that what you really need to do is give the kids a safe place to be, and safe place means meaning the adults are stable and committed to one another. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So I'm just trying to decide what we're going to do for the next like 3 or 4 minutes until we need to take a break here. There was one of the stories that was sort of upsetting in the news. And maybe this is something we should ask on Facebook as well. I told the story before of having a cousin who had a very tough life. She'd literally been dropped when she was an infant. So she had hip dysplasia, and she was a very nice person. Somebody had hit her upside the head with an ugly stick, but she was a very nice person and had a very tough life. She never married. And at one point we were at a family reunion, and she was really upset, and I said, "What's the problem?" She said, "My doctor said I have Alzheimer's." And this is before there was anything to be done about Alzheimer's, because now there are a couple of drugs that sort of more or less work, and they don't cure it, but they can delay the symptoms, and they can somehow arrest the development to a certain extent. But there's a new story out that says that doctors don't necessarily, that almost half doctors don't tell their patients when they have Alzheimer's. And so I guess one of the questions is, would you want to know if you did? And if so, why? And if not, why not? And they said that only that, and the way they did it was they polled a huge number of people, 16,000, which for a medical study is humongous. And they asked the respondents, the 16,000 people, about their medical situation and what their doctors had said. And then they compared them with the doctor's records. So how they got access to that information, I don't know. But that basically almost half of the doctors who billed for Alzheimer's-related care were not told that that's what was going on. And it turns out that most of the physicians said that they understood that there were some benefits of disclosing the diagnosis and agree with them, but they just didn't want to tell. You know, it's kind of do as I say, not as I do. That as few as 36% of doctors said they usually told their patients. That's a third, which means two-thirds of the time they don't tell. They didn't want to cause emotional distress in their patients, and they felt that there was a lack of time and resource to fully explain what the diagnosis means. It's true across the board of both primary care physicians and neurologists. Which is really a problem, because what you're doing, and presumably you go to your doctor, and I can remember having this argument in medical school, which was 20 years ago, and people saying, well, you don't want to worry them, and I'm saying, look, you give them the information, and they can deny it, they can not hear it, but it's not up to you to play God, to decide what people should know or not know. So it hasn't changed much. So maybe we'll put up on Facebook do you want to know what's really going on with your doctor? Why or why not? Okay? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months.
A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We do not have bats and I'll bail free. Honest, we don't. So, we're talking about the scariest animals other than human beings and saying women is not okay. You're not allowed to do that. All right, there we go. All right, so what else you got?
We'll go on to Erica. Erica says, a mountain lion or a great white shark. And she says, yeah, I'm from California, and those are our killers.
Yeah, sharks, not so much, believe it or not. But I actually knew somebody who supposedly wrestled a mountain lion. I don't know if he actually did or not, but he says he did. So...
This next one is from Jerry, and she says a hyena. Now, I've never actually seen a hyena in person. But.
Hyenas are really interesting in that they have both male and female genitalia, so they study them a lot. But I don't know why they would be dangerous, but apparently I guess. You know what? One of the things that's really dangerous is wild boars. Not javelina. Javelina, I think, are not as dangerous because I think, I don't know why they're not, but I've been near javelina. You stay away from wild boars.
All right.
Don't do that. Because they have tusks. I guess javelinas do, too.
Okay.
Javelinas are also spelled with J's, which are always terrifying. Sorry, go ahead.
Barbara says rats, they can crawl up your leg, carry diseases.
Ooh.
And God forbid they bite you. I can barely even type this. Yuck.
Well, we're really scaring daylights out of each other today, aren't we? This should be a Friday. Oh, speaking of which, well, I guess I'll review it for you tomorrow. I saw Nevermore last night, the Edgar Allan Poe musical, which is actually, this is getting to be a new kind of thing. I guess it's not new because Hair and Godspell and Jesus Christ Superstar were all rock operas. But Hamilton is a rap opera. And Nevermore, but where they're John and Jen is an opera essentially. And that when I say opera, I'm not talking about the fat lady singing necessarily. I'm talking about, and we're not talking Wagner. We're just talking that rather than spoken words, everything is sung and danced. And this Nevermore is terrific, which I'll review for you tomorrow. But it certainly has to do with similar kinds of stuff, bats in your belfry and stuff like that. Okay, keep going.
Susan says snakes, any kind.
Yeah, they're apparently not terribly dangerous, but I feel the same way about them. I worked on an archaeology dig along the banks of the Snake River, and the entire summer I kept hoping that it was called the Snake River because it meandered, and of course it wasn't. And my great sort of wilderness skill by the end of the summer is I didn't scream as much, but... And snakes, and I know that most of them they're not scaly, and they basically are not going to hurt you under most circumstances. But I'm not a snake person either.
I would agree with that.
Things that move quickly, you remember in I, Claudius? You probably don't. I, Claudius was a series with Derek Jacobi. I can't believe I can remember that, on PBS. And the opening was the snake slithering over mosaic tile. And I loved the series. I couldn't watch the opening. Just could not do it. It was pretty awful. There we go. All right.
Jeanette says, living in Florida, alligators. I sure would hate for one to get behind me.
Yeah, and apparently they can move pretty quickly on land as well as in the water.
Sue Ellen says, sharks, just looking at those teeth, I don't go into the ocean anymore.
Well, that's too bad, because most sharks, you have to go out pretty far, and there has to be the season and stuff like that. I don't know. Go ahead.
Pamela says, tigers. I was living in an apartment next to a motel when I had my first son. The motel allowed this person to bring their pet tiger in their room with them.
Are you kidding?
But forgot to tell us neighbors that there was a tiger in the area. Lo and behold.
Oh, my goodness.
Lo and behold, one day I was bringing my new son, 6 months old, outside for his first time feeling grass on his feet because the weather just turned out to be nice enough to. When I turned the corner, there was this Siberian tiger staring at me. I ran
and the baby.
Yeah.
Yum.
And
snack, hors d'oeuvre.
I ran like I've never ran before. Scariest thing I've ever seen. Just so you know, I live in southern Ontario, and there shouldn't be a tiger in my backyard.
I agree with that.
This was 23 years ago, and I can still see it today.
That's a really scary story.
Yeah.
Because they can move really fast, and geez Louise. Okay, well, we agree. I think that may be the winning horrible story, don't you think?
Yeah, at this point.
A six-month-old baby and a tiger?
Yeah. Sharon says, do spiders count?
Why not? Why not? I mean, look, I'm easy. We got bats, snakes, sharks. This is certainly, this is the program. Yeah, this should have a PG-13 rating on it today, I think. It's not about sex, it's just about scary stuff. Jeez.
Should we like warning listeners before the starts? This
do not let your child watch this alone.
Betsy says, cougars, they quietly stalk and then pounce from behind. They are deadly.
Don't disagree with that. Cougars are, and name. Do you know what the name of a mountain cougar is? A mountain lion? It's a puma.
Puma. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Last one here. Tracy says there's lots of scary animals. Whether I have to encounter them definitely factors into how scary I consider them. Around where we live, it's rattlesnakes and cougars. That's the why is because they can...
Sounds like a legal firm, right? Rattlesnake, cougar, and wolf.
She says it's because they can severely injure me, my kids, or my animals.
Yeah. Well, and coyotes. Nobody even mentioned coyotes,
yeah.
Which will come and... somebody was talking... Oh, I know. We were talking about the eagles picking up the goat. I don't think that is where it came from, but that's what we were talking about yesterday, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
I could just see the eagle swooping and said, okay, look, there's the goat. And the other eagle said, I got a hernia. You're on your own for this one. I'm not doing this. You didn't know I spoke eagle, huh? No, I got, my back's out. You know, you're on your own with this one. Did you know birds have hollow bones?
Really?
Yeah, that's how I learned that, actually, believe it or not, in France, because I was there. I worked there for a summer, an archaeology dig, and we ate in town. Obviously, it was a very small town, and we could tell the difference between chicken and pigeon and rabbit,
mm-hmm.
because by looking at the bones. The birds have, they're not completely hollow, they're spongy though, because they have to be able to fly.
Right.
And so they have this lattice work that's very strong but very light.
Hmm.
Speaking of which, I looked at, the Tesla over the weekend, and who is it? I think BMW has a brand new gullwing car. That is a gorgeous car. It's $150,000 before you even blink, and apparently they're very hard to get.
Wow.
But that's what I want for Christmas, in case anybody cares. Or chocolate. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.